Take your Bibles, if you will, 2 Peter chapter 1. If you're really good, Jeremiah chapter 3. But we will begin in 2 Peter. We finished 1 Peter last week. We're just using it as a launching pad this morning. Let's stand together, if you would, please. Beginning at verse 1 of chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith. You should have that underlined in your Bible. To them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this day for the Covenant Baptist Church, for those that you have brought to be with us, some who have been here for many, many years, some who have been here and passed away, others who have moved on. Lord, we pray now that you just would continue to bless this outpost of faith, that we could be a lighthouse, a beacon, sending forth the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. Would you please find Jeremiah chapter 3, one verse, verse 15. Jeremiah 3 and verse 15. And it says, "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." As we gather today, we cannot but think of what the Lord has been willing to do through the Covenant Baptist Church. We have seen any number of our members go into the ministry. Some that are still serving the Lord faithfully. Others who have retired. Some have passed on. We stop and ponder about a young couple with a brilliant baby boy that was seeking a place to establish a Bible-believing, gospel-preaching church. They tried a number of different locations here in Michigan before they started a church here in the Utica area. May I say this, and I don't want to brag on myself or even on my dad, but you're very fortunate that in 61 years you've only had two pastors. My wife and I were in Greenville, Ohio on Monday and Tuesday for a revival service, Brother Burdine, who we've known for many years, they just celebrated their church's 46th anniversary, and he is their sixth pastor. There's something to be said for longevity. Some of you may say, we're sure looking forward to that third pastor here. Most of you will never know the sacrifices made by Ted and Rosemary Madonna for this church. You will not know the hardships. I remember in one short story, and I've told it before, but I am not bitter. But you know what they say, sometimes it's just good to bear someone's burdens. Hello? Okay, I just want to make sure he haven't fallen asleep yet. Some of you are trying to figure out what the pastor put here on the communion table. You'll figure that out later. But I remember we didn't have a whole lot when I was a kid. And that's stretching it to think we even had anything. We didn't have much. And my dad came home one day with a box of clothes that someone had said that maybe your boys can wear. Don't laugh before I get to the funny part. And in them, there was a, inside this box, there were these sandals for boys. Now, you have to remember, we're talking about 1960, 61, 62, little boys didn't like wearing sandals. They may today, but I guarantee you I didn't care that much. But also in that box was a pair of red pants. I'm not bitter. And I no longer have nightmares. I've been to someone to help me with that. I do remember my mother said you have to wear them at least once. Like I said, I'm not bitter. But let's say this. Sacrifices were made so that the Covenant Baptist Church could still be here. And God blessed us with good people. Because I don't care how good the pastor is and his wife, if they don't have what, they're not going to be there. If they have people. And God has blessed us with good people down through the years and even today. Wouldn't you say God has blessed us now with good people? I'm glad that you agree. Sacrifices. A sacrifice. A willingness to give that another may have a blessing or benefit. Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to the book of John, John chapter 6. There's only one miracle of the Lord Jesus that is recorded in all four of the gospel narratives. And you know, of course, it is the feeding of the 5,000 men plus women and children. We'll begin reading at verse 5, John chapter 6. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" There is a lad here, and he hath 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. Now, I don't know how big those 5 loaves were. Would you say they were about this big? Possibly. And you had 5 of them. Are you getting hungry? I understand that last Sunday I sent you home very hungry. Are you hungry yet? 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. Now, I must admit, I did go by Vince and Joe's, and I tried to find 2 fishes, and I thought, "Brother, what can I not going to buy 2 fishes?" Do you like fish? How many of you like fish? I mean, you really like fish. Okay, I'm glad. I like this type of fish. My wife yesterday fixed salmon. 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. There were 5,000 men. So how many women do you think there would have been there if there were 5,000 men? At least 5,000 men or 5,000 women? Do you think maybe 7,000 women? 8,000 women? How many children? So most likely there was 25,000 people there. Would you agree with that? At least 25,000 people? And he says to Philip, "Feed them." Now, there's no McDonald's down the road. There's no Golden Corral. We won't go down that avenue like we did last week. There's no Panera Bread. There is no A&P. Does that date me when I say A&P? There's no Kroger's. There's no... What's that new one that's out now? It starts has four letters. Aldi's. There's no Aldi's. Those Meijer's or Walmart. Then they're out in the wilderness, and Jesus says to Philip, what are we going to do to feed them? Now, how much do they have? Five loaves and two fishes. Can I be honest with you? If I'd have been that boy, you know what I'm doing? Number one, it probably would all have been gone. Okay? Number two, I'm not sharing. Well, maybe I would share. What was that?
Double the price.
We'll come back to this basket in a minute. May I say this? Jesus here talks about their physical needs. But is there a need that each of us has that's greater than our physical need? Our spiritual needs? The Bible tells us that we were dead in sins. And that Christ died for us. The third verse of the song that the men just sang, dark is the stain that we cannot hide. We can't hide what sin does to us. What can avail to wash it away? Now, when I'm singing, I will sing wash. When I'm talking, I will say the correct way, what will wash it away? What's going to wash away that sin? The song went on, look, there's flowing a crimson tide. Whiter than snow you may be today. Sin stains, but our Lord can cleanse the stain. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I'm sure glad for Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We can't work our way to heaven. Our works will not cover the stain of sin. That stain is only covered by the blood of Christ. And we must come to him and ask him to be our Savior. I want you in your mind's eye to see this lad. His mother had sent him out with a basket of food. Now, we don't know how big the basket was. We don't know what else had been in the basket. But at this crucial point in time, there are now five barley loaves and two small fishes. And Jesus has asked his disciples to provide food for all of these. Feed them. Again, in your mind's eye, can you see the 12 disciples huddled together saying, what are we going to do? Well, there's thousands of people here. And Andrew says, hey, I saw a lad that had a basket with some food in it. Maybe Jesus can do something with that. Maybe Jesus can do something. So the question I have for you on this, the 61st anniversary of the Covenant Baptist Church, is what's in your basket? What's in your basket? Because we all have baskets. And are you willing to share with the Lord? Are you willing to give so that others may be fed spiritually? Are you willing to be used of the Lord? Andrew said, there's a lad over here, and he has five barley loaves and two fishes. Well, what is that amongst so many? Well, what's that saying? Little is much if God is in it. Do you ever ponder the fact that the quarterback for the Detroit Lions earns more in 1 year than what the Covenant Baptist Church will get in 1 year? 1 year. 1 decade. In multiple decades. And yet, if he dies and he doesn't know the Lord as his Savior, what's going to happen to Matthew Stafford? He'll die and go to hell. And all that he has will be left behind. At the end of the year, which was more successful? The one that earned $20 million plus? Or a church that sent forth the gospel? Isn't it amazing how God can take what little we give him and still bless? Can you imagine what would happen if every one that attended the Covenant Baptist Church tithed? What we could do for the cause of Christ? Did you notice how many mission projects we have? 96. Don't you think it'd be great if we could have a 206? Is that possible? Absolutely. What's in your basket? Your time. Should we give our time to the Lord? Let me ask you a question. Did you pray for me yesterday? I certainly hope so. Now, if you didn't pray for me, don't blame me if I did do a bad job today. You say, well, I did pray for you, and you never mind. Thank you for praying. But what's in your basket? Are you willing to give that others may know? Are you willing to be a blessing to others? We were at the revival, as I mentioned, and there were two preachers. Brother Kevin Folger is pastor of the Cleveland Baptist Church in Cleveland, Ohio, a very fine church, much bigger than ours. And then Brother Rule, who is from California. And Brother Rule's, that's R-U-H-L. Brother Rule's wife, her name, Terry. Terry Rule. Terry was a waitress in the Dayton, Ohio area. And one day, as she was picking up her tips, someone had left the track. She stuffed it all into her apron. You know how the waitresses have that apron where they pull out the straws and pull out your bill. That evening, she went home and she was counting out the tips and she came across the track. She read it. And she accepted the Lord as her Savior. Someone had a track in their basket and they gave it to a waitress who one day would become the wife of a pastor. Isn't that amazing? What do you have in your basket? Are you willing to share the gospel? Are you willing to share with others? We finished reading there in Peter, and add to your faith. Have you added to your faith since you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Are you a stronger believer now than you were 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago? Did Jesus feed them all? Yes, he did. And they all went home satisfied. It's not that far to Christmas. Have you done your Christmas shopping yet? And a song that is sung at Christmas time is called In the Bleak Midwinter, by Christina Rossetti. And again, verse 3 of this song, she writes, "What can I give him, needy as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. What can I give him? Give him all my heart. Shall we stand together? What's in your basket? Are you willing to give what's in the basket to the Lord? Are you willing to give so that others may know? And don't think I'm just talking about money. I'm talking about that track, that witness, that testimony, that lifestyle that you live. What are you willing to give? In just a moment, we'll sing number 17, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Are you willing to give him what you have in your basket? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. And Lord, for this invitation time, we ask, Lord, that your will be done. May the Spirit move. May hearts be touched. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.